This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now your host, Rick Moore.
And good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Of course, where else would you be on a Sunday morning at 11 o'clock? You just heard some bluegrass from our man, Steve Hamilton. Stay high and tight for some wake-up call with Rick Moore. This is WNRN 91.9 and Crozet and the Valley's 101.1. Our guest today, the famous and infamous Lee Channing.
Good morning, Lee. Rick. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for being here.
I'm always happy to be here.
A beautiful Sunday morning.
It is a beautiful Sunday morning.
Anytime you can come to WNRN, it's a beautiful Sunday morning.
Perfect.
That's how I think of it anyway. Lee Channing, for those of you who aren't aware, Lee Channing, she's an intuitive analyst from just down the road here from NRN in Ivy, Virginia. You can find her at www.spirits.com. That's duplicate spiritsevolving.com. And Lee, for those who don't listen every time you're here, a little background. You are an intuitive analyst. Others would use the word psychic.
Right.
How did you discover your abilities?
Well, I think when I was a child, I knew that I could talk with the animals and see lights around people, see colors around people. And you know, I thought everybody could, of course, until I was a teenager, and then I realized that it was a little bit unique, so I did not want to do it anymore, and I tried to ignore it until my early 20s, and then I began to have extremely vivid clairvoyant episodes where I would literally see a picture in my mind's eye of something as it happened. It was always clairvoyant as opposed to precognitive. It was actually when it was happening. So, you know, I had to work with that for a number of years. I worked with some wonderful parapsychologists to figure out what was going on. And they said, oh, you're clairvoyant. Here's how you work with this. And I went to the University of Minnesota for a few years to study parapsychology and then sort of slowly built a base of working with people. I realized that it was something I was supposed to do, read energy. So that's what I do now. It's been a lot of years, 35 years of practice. But you know, if you come to me for a consult, I read your energy and I tell you what I sense in your energy, some things that you can do to make your life more comfortable. The reason I don't always use psychic is it's not about that. So many people think that's about predictions. And that's just not what I do. I'd rather talk about your current energy flow, things that you can do, specific questions that you have at the moment and see where we go with that. So it's been quite a long time. And I'm also a hypnotherapist. I do work with past life regressions. So I do kind of a lot of things. I work with animals, with very ill animals, etc. So I'm very blessed. I work with people all over the world.
So the phone lines today, 434-979-0919. That's 434-979-0919. You're welcome to call. I am going to try and be a little quick. You're welcome to call and ask your detailed question or your simple, simplistic question. Dial it up. But I am going to try and be a little quick on the hanging up side of things so that we can get the phone line open for others. Phone line, new set of phone lines if the 979-0919 is busy. The person immediately after may get the that busy signal saying, hey, choose your extension. Choose extension 104 if you do get that. Again, Lee Channing here. And Lee, you also work with colors.
I do. I wrote a book about color a few years ago.
And yeah?
Yeah.
What's it called? Because you can find it at Amazon?
Yes. It's Intuitive Color Awareness Guide. And I found probably 20 years ago now that using color in your life, using color, the energy of color, is such a powerful tool. The color of the shirt that you wear, the color you paint your walls. You know, everything has energy. Color has energy.
And we always start with letting you talk about the color of my shirt.
Oh, well, there is no color on your shirt. Come on this morning. It's a dark blue, which is good for radio, actually. Blue goes to the throat chakra, the throat energy center, and it's about speaking. It's about communication in general. It's about sharing your truth. So this morning, you know, you feel pretty well centered for a high energy level. So that's good.
So let me push all the right buttons. Caller, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
We have Robert from Shipman. Lee and Robert. Robert, with your question. Go right ahead.
My question is, I'm a potential first-time home buyer, and I'm about 90-95% certain about buying this house, but I just want to see what Lee's thoughts are on purchasing this house and property that I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm. All right, Robert, can you hear us on your radio?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to hang up so others can get through.
Okay. Got it. Thank you, Robert. That's really a good question, because a lot more people question their major life decisions than you might think. I mean, almost everyone has a question about it. You have a lot of very base energy, very active, the red energy, the orange energy, the very grounded energy, which is the perfect time to buy a house. It's the perfect time to start new projects, to buy a house, to move, to start a new job. So you're really in that time in your energy where, yes, it is the right time. We could go into details about the house at another time, but I think it's absolutely fine. You have a good head on your shoulder, so I think you will continue to trust yourself and make the right decisions. Really good time for it, so I would say just go for it. Have fun with it.
All right, Robert, I hope that was exactly what you were looking for. I see the phones are lit up, so 979-0919. That's 434-979-0919. If you do get the message, it's extension 104 is what will push you through. And there's a whole bunch of buttons for me to push now. We have Molly from Lynchburg. Hi, Molly.
Good morning.
And your question for Lee Channing.
Yes. My mother is in kidney failure, and it just happened very suddenly.
Okay. And what's your question?
Well, my mother is in kidney failure, and it just happened very suddenly with... we were just wondering if there's any past life significance or energy blockages. We're just wondering if you have any insight or suggestions.
Okay, good. That's a good question, because it's... when certain specific areas of the body, that's one of the things Rick and I were going to talk about today, actually, the physical responses to energy and the energetic response back. You know, the kidneys are located in that second energy center, the orange energy center. So, you know, it's a pretty heavy energy center. So it is very difficult sometimes for the kidneys to heal or to heal completely. So once there's a major issue, it can continue on. But the healing color for that is blue. So something that you can do, and I have seen people do it and have it work, is to put a blue light around her in your mind. Now, it's not going to change things dramatically, but I can guarantee you it will help. It will. You can know that you're doing something different, something that it's not a medication, but it's certainly energy work, and you're giving her that. Maybe put a blue blanket around her. Let her wear a blue shirt. You know, the color blue does really heal that part of the body, and at least it can take away some of the energetic frustration with it.
Okay.
You know, and I feel that this is such an important lesson for you. How could it not be?
Yeah.
You know, that's obviously saying what is right up in front. But, you know, I think you're going to come through this so well, because you have a lot of energy. You have a lot of blue energy, which is in the throat center. I was just talking to Rick about. And it's about being truthful and being relaxed and being calm. You need to drink a lot of water. You need to be around the water, whether that's a longer bath, a longer shower, all of those kinds of things. And the same could be true for your mother when it's comfortable for her to have a wet rag on her forehead, to, you know, to have water around her, you know, have a little fish tank, something, because that really does help heal that area. But I think the most important thing is you are so well aware of your position in this, and I think you're going to do a wonderful job. Your mother is really very blessed to have you.
Oh, good. Thank you so much.
Hey, Molly, hang on just a second. Lee, before Molly goes, you talk about blue.
Right.
There's so many shades of blue. Are we talking about baby blue or royal blue or this beautiful dark blue shirt that I have on today?
That's a really good question, Rick. Perfectly. To say that it's a specific shade of blue is really not very helpful, because it depends on your energy. Most people like a medium to dark blue. But if your mother's favorite color is a very pale, you know, robin's egg blue, mm-hmm. you like that color, that's blue is blue is blue. Now, when it gets too light, it starts to lose a little energy. If it gets too dark, depends on if it's a blue-red, it'll turn into something else. But almost any shade of blue will work, but a medium to dark blue is usually the preference. So you can try. You can say, oh, do you like this color? No, I like that color. Which one feels best to you? And my guess is start with a medium blue and work from there. But that's a great question. So thank you.
Okay. All right, Molly. Best success.
Thank you, Molly.
All right. 434-979-0919. A Sunday morning wake-up call here on WNRN. Our guest, Lee Channing, an intuitive analyst in the Charlottesville, Ivy area. Again, Lee Channing, 434-979-0919. If you do get through and you get the get kicked over to the other line, it's extension 104, will help speed the process. So Lee, we were talking about blue, and unfortunately for you, maybe not for me, you got immediately got a phone call and didn't get you talk much about my shirt in terms of how the colors that you wear have an effect on your daily life.
Right. It really does. Think about it. If you get up and you put on a bright red shirt, you're going to have a little bit more energy, sometimes overstimulated. If you get up and you put on a nice medium blue shirt, you may not have that. If you want to go jogging, wear the bright colors, bright orange, yellow, red, blue. If you want to meditate, you want to be quiet, you want to find quiet times, you really want to tone the colors down. It's common sense on one level, but I see how the energy works with people, and it really does make a difference. If you wear a lot of bright green, that's green is a very emotional color. So you have to be very careful with wearing bright greens that you don't feel overly emotional. Everybody should try it. Everybody should do a little experiment. Look in your closet, see what colors are more prevalent. See which colors you feel better in. Some people don't pay much attention. Or if you're a man, your wife may buy your clothes. Just tell her what color you want, because it really does make a difference.
All right, we're going to try. Again, we've got this issue with the new phone system. That didn't happen. All right, so we had a call from Mary in Richmond, Lee. And since Mary was a child, she's seen auras around people. And she wants to know if Lee has had this experience.
Well, absolutely. I began to see auras and colors. I didn't call them auras, of course. I didn't know what that was till I was in my 20s. But, you know, I would see lights. My mother, I was an only child. My mother was quite ill most of my life. And I remember coming home, and I could tell by sort of the color coming under the door how my mother was. If she was sick, the color was darker or a red or an orange, depending on what it was. And so a lot of people see colors. I've certainly worked with children that see auras. The most important thing, when I was in the Minnesota Society for Parapsychological Research, which is a very long thing to have to say, but one of the women saw auras constantly, and it really became an issue for her. She did not want to see these colors, and she tried sunglasses. She tried doing so many things, but she slowly learned to control it. Now, maybe Mary is already in control, which is a good thing. Most people are, where you can say, I really don't want to see those colors around that person because it's none of my business. I can't help them. There's nothing I can do. And you can turn it on to say, oh, you know, my dog is sick. What colors do I see around my dog? My friend needs some help and has asked me for help. So, you know, I'm going to see those colors. And everybody does it. We actually had a class on seeing auras at the University of Minnesota. Some people could, some people could, some people didn't, some people did. But it was something that if it's part of your normal energy flow, you just want to make sure you're comfortable with it and you feel in control. There are certainly exercises, deep breathing exercises, and learning to turn it on and turn it off. That was one of the things I had to do. I didn't want to see things happening at all times. So I had to learn to back up a little bit and make sure it was in control. So I think that's a good thing for Mary to do, you know. So that's really it, you know. And if you use color with a dog and you see what color you see, animals are so pure that they're really good. So pick an animal in your mind and see what colors. If you see the color orange, it means that the kidneys, the urinary tract, the internal organs are not working properly. They've really slowed. There may be a tumor in there. But when you see the color orange, that's a heavy color. It's the second energy center. What you want to do is use blue as healing. Orange and blue go very well together, red and blue. But so you want to put a blue blanket around the dog or give him blue to deal with. They need more water. If you see orange, an animal always needs, they will very easily dehydrate. So they need a lot of water. But you can do that with your own. I remember on this show years ago, and later I met the woman. She called about a sick goat. Then the vet gave the goat like 3 weeks to live. And I said, yellow. The goat needs yellow and purple and, you know, get yellow. And evidently the goat lived a year and a half. And she told me one time I accidentally bumped into her, I guess. But so using your own abilities and trusting yourself, that's the hard part. Do I really see orange? Well, maybe so. Or you sense you can rub your hand over the top of an animal, see if there's a warm area and see what it corresponds to. But different animals are definitely going to have very clear energy flow.
Lee Channing with us today, an intuitive analyst from the local area, 434-979-0919. I've got a message that that's the only line available at the moment, this new phone system, 434-979-0919. Keep giving it a try until you can get through. We'll be right back.
WNRN thanks the following for their support of Independent Music Radio.
T&N Printing, serving Virginia since 1982. In addition to printing and copying, T&N specializes in construction document management, as well as dry mounting, binding, and mail services. T&N offers FSC-certified printing. T&N Printing can be reached at t-nprinting.com.
Rockfish Gap Outfitters, the gateway to your next adventure. Rockfish Gap Outfitters has been Central Virginia's outdoor store since 1987. 2 miles from the Appalachian Trail at 1461 East Main Street, Waynesboro, and rockfishgapoutfitters.com. Rockfish Gap Outfitters, floating your boat since 1987.
The Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The 2014-15 season kicks off on Sunday, September 7th with Rebirth Brass Band, Red Barat, Slavic Soul Party, and No BS Brass Band. Doors open at noon with food and beer trucks on site. Details at modlin.richmond.edu.
This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And here we are on WNRN with Lee Channing. And Lee, we have a question. Sarah from Lovingston. Hello, Sarah.
Greetings. How are you all?
Well, I'm well, and hopefully Lee is too. Why wouldn't you be well if you were here at WNRN? Your question for Lee.
Hi, Lee. I just wondered if you could give me your initial reaction or reading of my energy color today. Just wanted to see if see what you thought about my energy.
Oh,
at
okay.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
I'll hang up to listen.
Okay. I mean, that's
thanks,
always
Sarah. Enjoy
good,
your day.
That's always
thanks,
a good question. And sometimes to have a specific question to connect to it is helpful. And sometimes it's just not necessary. You can say, this is an overall energy picture. You must have had a little bit of frustration recently. Your yellow energy center is sort of opening and closing, bouncing around. That is the solar plexus area. It's about thinking or maybe overthinking things. It's about frustration. It's about being maybe a little moody, sort of not quite sure how you feel about something, but in a positive way. It's also very good at showing you things. You get a very clear picture. So today at least, and this is probably not just a one-day thing, when you have a lot of yellow energy, you can see your life issues very clearly. You can see things that may need to be changed. You can see things that that maybe you haven't wanted to look at clearly, but you can really see them, and the healing color for that is purple. So I would suggest if you feel out of balance at all, you feel a little frustrated, a little harried, you know, bring some purple around, light a purple candle. It's just the healing color for that. And of course, purple, brings in your intuition. Yellow brings in your intellect. So you may want to practice, are you really thinking this or are you intuiting this? So go back and forth. But it's a very bright color. It's a very workable color. But I would suggest bringing some more purple in and really sitting down with your thoughts and see how things feel to you.
And Sarah, I hope that gives you all the info you were looking for, or at least leads you down the right path. 434-979-0919. That's the number to call today if you have a question for Lee Channing, an intuitive analyst from the Charlottesville, Albemarle area. And we have a call from Margaret in Lynchburg. Hi, Margaret.
Hello.
Your question for Lee.
My question, I realized a dream of mine a couple of years ago in getting my first horse at age 55. And had a bad accident in January where I fractured my spine in three places. I recently returned to riding, but the horse seems different. She's lost a lot of weight, and her energy seems really low, and I'm just concerned about her.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, that's a great question, and it's kind of twofold, because one is, one thing about horses, we don't get too many calls about horses, they pick up your energy probably faster than any other animal. Horses are so aware of the energy of the human that some of it, only some of it, may well have been knowing that you were not well, knowing that you were in pain, etc., which certainly could affect her. That's not going to make her go into some deep depression and lose weight. My guess is you've already checked with a vet. I would do it again. There's something going on with her. Could be her digestion, her urinary tract. Have the vet, recheck her again. Maybe do some check with the bladder, possibly intestines, but it feels higher than that to me. But also emotionally, you really need to reassure her. When a horse picks up your emotions, they hold on to them. They really do. They are such angels. They are very high level energies. And so when a horse needs support, you want to put, for her, I would put purple around her in your mind's eye. Do a little meditation every day. See a purple blanket over her back. See a purple light around her. When you do visualization for healing with humans or animals, you have to find your best way. I can give a lot of suggestions, and I certainly do that to a lot of people. But let it be yours. A balloon, a ball, a blanket, whatever feels right, a shirt. Just see that color around her, because something internally, she's not in some severe pain, but she's not feeling energetic. She's not feeling healthy. So I think that some of it may well have begun with an emotional trauma of knowing that you were hurt. But I think more than that, that it's sort of connected now with that. But I think the best thing for you to do, and the first thing for you to do, number one, is continue to heal yourself. You need to be with the horse you need to be riding. And go ahead and do some energy work with her. I think that's going to be the strongest thing you can do, other than rechecking with the vet. I'm not even sure what he'll find, but some energy work will definitely help her.
Okay. May I ask one follow-up question?
Sure. Uh-huh.
She is boarded at a horse farm, and she is, they changed her pasture, so she's in a pasture by herself, even though she can see other horses. I felt like that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, she does not like her new surroundings. I think she's okay there, but if they can switch her back or put her in another one, I would do that. It's not imperative, but I think it would be a good idea.
All right, okay. Margaret, thanks for the call.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
All right, 434-979-0919. Phone line is open. That's 434-979-0919. If you get the... you get the, hey, pick an extension to 104. We can answer it here and pass your question along to Lee, just not on air. So 434-979-0919 if you need it, extension 104. So, Lee, we were talking about colors. Now, you have on pink.
I do.
And by the way, people can go to your website, Spirits, with an S, spiritsevolving.com.
Yes.
And you can see your website.
Yes.
There is a place to sign up for a monthly newsletter.
Right. I do speaking spiritually once a month.
You can also send on one question to be asked.
No charge. One question. You can ask about color or something else. There are also a lot of publications, a lot of things I've done that talk about color. You can see visualizations that you can read
through. Well, that's what I wanted to ask, is that your monthly, your August newsletter talks about pink,
right,
and you're wearing pink.
It,
so real quick, we got a question coming through, but real quick on why pink is good for August.
Yeah, well, pink, I go through the energy at the beginning of the month and decide. Pink has been wonderful. I have to say this month, pink has only one sort of, every color has its ups and downs, and for pink, it can be some confusion. If you're having a bad day in a pink month, pink week, you can feel confused. I think there's been an awful lot of that from the calls that I've gotten from my husband's real estate work. It seems like people got confused easily this month. So that's pink. But pink is also about compassion, unconditional love, being relaxed, being calm. So it's also a good time for vacation, etc. For me, I love pink. Pink and purple are my favorite colors, and they're very nourishing to yourself as well as others. You know, when you look at pink, you feel a little bit more warm and comfortable.
All right, let's take a call. I don't know if anybody can hear that staticky sound. Beth, we have Beth from Louisa. Beth, your question
hi.
For Lee.
Yes, about a week ago, my elderly lab dog suddenly had a spinal cord breakdown of some sort and couldn't walk or stand up. And so we tried hauling her around for a week and waiting for medication to work, and nothing changed, so I had to put her down, and I just wondered how she was feeling and at the time, and, you know, if she was in pain or that sort of thing.
All right, Beth, I'm gonna hang up so others can make their call and cry off air myself with this.
Okay,
all right, Beth.
Yeah, that is, it's so difficult. First of all, my heart goes out to you. It's just so difficult to have to make that decision. I've had to do it twice in the past couple of years with a dog and a cat. And, you know, it's really very hard. For your dog, I don't feel severe pain, no. There was certainly confusion and discomfort, frustration. I had a dog that was in a wheelchair for 6 months, but he was not in any pain. It was a neurological disease that he had. But I think you really made the right decision. The dog, as always, when I tune into animals after they leave, you know, they understand completely. Most animals make their transition very quickly. This dog did. I've known a few that would wait around. Sometimes humans, it'll take a few weeks before you can even really contact them. Your dog feels like, maybe because it was some length of time from the breakdown until the transition, but I feel totally, there's a total peaceful energy there. We'll definitely be watching over, particularly you. I think there were some other people in the dog's life, but I feel like the time was right, and the dog even seemed to know that. Sometimes they get a little bit confused about timing and, you know, wait a minute, am I not in that body anymore? I think the timing was correct. And I think you did it before there was any great deal of pain. That just feels like there was some discomfort. But please know that that the dog is right there beside you and will probably always fade in and out a little bit, but always be part of your life. And you did the right thing.
All right, Beth, I have sad feelings for you as well. 434-979-0919. The line is open for the next caller, 434-979-0919. Our guest today, Lee Channing, intuitive analyst. So, Lee, I'm going to try and talk about this without crying on air.
Okay.
But we know, you know, and people who listen somewhat regularly about my dog Lazarus, who's aging. He's lived through a lot of incidents. He's well earned his name of Lazarus, and he's fading with age.
Right.
Supposed to live 2 to 8 months with a liver cancer tumor, and we're now at 36 weeks, but he's fading in other ways.
Yeah. I mean, it's his time, and you've done such an amazing job. I mean, I know Laz, I'm sorry he's not here today. Usually he has his head in my lap about now. So, and I don't want to cry either, but I mean, it's so hard. And I mean, I see spirits. I see animals in spirit form. And I still cry when I lose an animal. There's no easy way to do it. You know, you miss their physical body. You miss looking at them. You miss touching them.
I think this week is the week, though.
Yeah, it could be. He's very, very weak. When I was here last time, it's been a few months ago, I did not expect him to last weeks at that point.
Right. He was here in January.
Yes.
And the question was, that would be it.
Absolutely.
And then he was here again in April.
Yep. I had no one. When it was April, I thought he will be gone. That's it. And I think he's staying around not just for himself, but for you. He enjoys being with you. He wants to be with you. He's very weak and very slow. And my guess would be days now, not weeks. But he's fooled us before. But I think he's ready. He's well aware of that he's going back to spirit and that it's going to be a wonderful place. And you're not holding him, by the way. Don't feel guilty about that. I've had so many people go, oh, is he staying just for me and hurting?
Right.
No.
Well, people say that. People say, oh, they're not going to go until you let them.
You've released him a long time ago.
I think Beth and I, excuse me while my voice breaks, have some questions about grief.
Right, right.
And how do you deal with grief?
Right. To deal with grief comes in through the blue area in the body. So you have to realize that you have to deal with it. You can't ignore it. You have to cry. When my dog died back in 98, I'd had for 15 years. I think I cried for 4 days. 4 days. And I finally said, you know, I just don't even know if I can stay without him. I literally said that to myself. I got this immediate message from him. I mean, in a doggy voice kind of thing that said, I'm with the light ones now. You've got to stay and help the heavy ones. And I'm still doing it all these years later, but it still makes me want to cry. So we're having a crying fest here today, but for the right reasons.
Well, let's do this and take Teresa. Hey, Teresa.
Hi.
Your question for Lee. And please, don't ask about dogs. I'm going to start crying.
We're okay, Teresa. You go right ahead.
Thank you. I would like to distinguish between something that's been going on with me physically and emotionally for a number of years, a significant amount of time. I had a positive Lyme's disease diagnosis, and I'm 53, and I have done outdoor labor for a long time, and I cannot distinguish between that diagnosis and just being middle-aged.
Right.
So
right.
Much of the time. And generally, I'm a very active person, and but I struggle so much from time to time that I just don't know which to attribute that to.
Okay. That's really a good question, and actually it's an extremely personal question. I've had Lyme disease for 19 years. We lived in the country back in the 90s, and in 95, I had a tick bite, I had the bullseye rash, I had all of this, I went to 11 doctors, had 3 Lyme tests that were all negative until I finally went to New York, and they took, a Lyme disease specialist took 24 tubes of blood and 5 vials of spinal fluid and said, oh yes, you have Lyme disease, ehrlichiosis, and a mycoplasma, all from tick bites. So I know exactly what you mean with dealing with this. And I was in my, I guess I was in my mid-50s also when I got that. And so it is very, it's very frustrating. But let me tell you, I'm a living example after 19 years of it does not control your life. I have flare-ups. I get fatigue. I have a little bit of fever for a couple of days. I've learned I just slow everything down a little bit. I use herbs and acupuncture, etc. But there really is no cure. I can't take antibiotics anymore. I can't take doxycycline because of my pancreas. So I literally try to live with it. And I think you're a very strong person. So I think that's what you can do as well. I mean, I think that you may have to realize that there may be some joint swelling, some joint pain from time to time. You may have some fatigue. And I've known people that have done a lot worse than I have, and I've known a few people that did better. But it's not some sort of life-altering decision. It is more, to me, it's more frustration and recognition without judging it. I can't go, oh, darn, I hate this. You know, it's part of me, and it has offered me many lessons, I'll tell you that. But I think with all of the energy that you have, I don't think it's going to get any worse. I mean, I think some of it, yes, is normal aging. I mean, what do you do? I'm in my 60s. I mean, you know, some of it, a little bit of joint pain and this and that. But so much of it is attitude, even with a spirochete, even with this bacteria in your body, drinking plenty of water, keeping your attitude up, you know, eating properly, getting some moderate exercise. You don't never need to overdo it. But being outside, doing things, not worrying about it, for me and for you, because you have that strong energy. Different people have to deal with it in different ways. For you, I think just being aware, watching your own energy flow, you know, getting enough rest, the common sense things are probably going to help more. I don't feel like it's going to be debilitating for you. I feel like your energy is too strong.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, Teresa, best wishes.
You're very welcome.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, 434-979-0919, Lee Channing, intuitive analyst here at WNRN. We'll be back.
Support today for WNRN comes from
The Villa, Charlottesville's old-school diner at Emmett and Ivy. The Villa serves a full American breakfast all day. You can find burgers and specialty sandwiches for lunch, plus weekday lunch specials and an Italian dinner menu every night. That's The Villa, 129 Emmett Street North, and villadiner.com.
The American Civil War Museum, exploring the causes for Confederacy, the struggle for union, and the fight for freedom from a variety of perspectives through interactive exhibits, educational programs, and rare artifacts. The American Civil War Museum, three sites in Richmond and Appomattox. Information at acwm.org.
Hi, I'm Katie Falcone from Ashlawn Highland, the home of President James Monroe. This September marks the 200th anniversary of America's national anthem. On Sunday, September 14th, we're hosting Star Spangled Banner Day, a bicentennial celebration in partnership with Barnes & Noble. From 2 to 5 p.m., children can enjoy literacy activities, historic games and crafts, sweet treats, and a patriotic choral performance by Stone Robinson Elementary students. Plus, Studio Zero Photography will offer sittings for individual silhouettes, a fundraiser for our educational programs. For more information, 434-293-8000 or ashlawnhighland.org. I'm Katie Falcone, making a community connection on WNRN.
Make your community connection with WNRN. Email connection at WNRN.org with your nonprofit event or organization's information. Independent Music Radio, WNRN.
This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And thank you so much for being with us today, 11:39 on WNRN. Our guest today is Lee Channing. She's an intuitive analyst, and we're taking questions. And we have Michelle with us. Michelle, your question for Lee.
Hi, and hello to both of you, and thank you for taking my call. I've spoken with you in the past, Lee. I'm sitting here with my gold comforter. You told me one time to put gold around me.
Good.
I'm the middle child, taking care of my mom. My brother, does not participate. My sister, older, we take turns, and then we're here together. I can't really get away. I'm the one that's always here. And growing up, I was a black sheep in the family. And
congratulations.
And so now I'm trying to consciously, you know, do my best, you know, put my old resentment feelings towards my mom away and do what I need to do to return the love and care that I got from her. And my brother and sister got the emotional upbringing, and I got the clinical, like, am I adopted kind of upbringing. And I wonder if I'm, you know, giving myself too much credit. Have I put all this resentment aside? Do I need to look harder at myself? I just recently pulled a tendon in my right thumb, which makes it hard to do things. And am I fooling myself about the resentment? And do I not have it under control? What do I need to do to, you know, keep my life at a level where I'm not constantly hurting myself or
right? Well, that's a good question, because you will do it. I want to ask you one quick question. What is wrong with your mother?
She has COPD, congestive heart failure. She's on oxygen all the time.
That's what I thought. I felt like there was a lot of things going on.
Yeah, she's 88.
Okay, she's 88. All right. A couple of quick things. I think a couple, well, most importantly is the fact that you don't have a lot of resentment. I mean, I know you sort of asked that in a couple of different ways. You have grown, you have learned, you have let go of a lot of the things that you had absorbed as a young adult. You were not happy as a kid or a young adult. And okay, maybe some of that was your family, maybe not. Maybe some of it was what you brought with you. You know, some of the things that you had to work through. But I don't feel that there's a lot of resentment now. But when you said I'm hurting myself and this, that you realize that we do that subconsciously. Yes, you may have pulled your thumb to wake yourself up, to sort of get out of a rut, because you are in such an energy crisis right now for you. You know, I mean, you really are. Your energy is going, oh, wait a minute, what the heck is going on? And, you know, you have to break out. You need to get out of there. You need to do something totally different. I mean, whether that's to go away for a few hours, or whether that's to read a different kind of book, or, you know, you're really not in a position for a lot of meditation. Short visualizations would be good for you. You know, with using the color gold, that really helps. Purples and golds, that's still okay for you. Because, you know, you really are, you deal a lot from the gut. You're right in the middle there. Your mind knows exactly what it needs
no
to
games.
Do.
Straight through.
Right. Yeah. You just follow through. Trust your intuition with your own energy a little bit more. Just let yourself go. Go on. Today, I would like to take an hour and just do it. Learn to knit, whatever you want to do. Watch a silly TV show. Do something different, because you are not holding that's the green center, resentment and guilt and anger, you know, that you can bring up into that green center. You're not. You've got the yellow center and the purple center. You know what's going on. You just need to trust yourself more. So just, you know, let go for that.
All right, Michelle, I can tell you got a follow-up question. Don't forget, you can go to spiritsevolving.com and ask Lee your question there. All right, because I want to get some other people the ability to call in.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, so that's right, spiritsevolving.com. You can go up there and ask a question. You can sign up for the monthly newsletter, which this month talks about pink, as we mentioned. Phone line 434-979-0919. You can get Mallory or Melissa to answer the call. While I have a moment, let me remind you that all of us here at WNRN ask you to please support the local businesses and organizations that you hear supporting us here at WNRN Independent Music Radio. Let them know that you recognize their important contribution to keeping Independent Music Radio on the air, and we thank you for your support of WNRN and these local businesses. So dial us up, 434-979-0919. I just thrust Michelle off the air. Now, don't make me look bad while I sit here and chatter. Lee, quick, there's a change in routine happening for a large percentage of our population, with the kids and the families going back to school.
Right.
What is the what are colors to help with that? What do you do with that?
Well, you know, for the younger children, I volunteer usually with second graders and things. For the younger children, you want them up early. You want them dressed in bright colors. You really want to have them stimulated. So for your younger kids, you know, get some bright colors and things. By the time the kids get to be 8, 10 years old, things want to calm down a little bit. But you want them to be, by the time they're 10, 12, 13 years old, let the child do a lot of their own decision-making as far as what colors they'd like to wear, and start to watch that, because it's really, especially the beginning of the school. You know, by the time they're in 5th, 6th, 7th grade, they want to be cool. They want to be different. You need to allow them to show their individuality. So don't dress your kids when they get older. But the younger kids for school, they need bright colors. Do that this year, at least in the fall.
What does the parent do? I mean, you go from doing one thing with your children, whether you're a stay-at-home parent or work-at-home parent, or whose time hour is different, or now you've always been a working parent, and now you have to take your kids to the daycare or get them on the bus. I mean, there's something that happens to the adult's routine as well.
That's right. And you have to, number one, be aware of it. And what the adults want to do is slow everything down a little bit. You want to rev the kids up and slow your energy down. You want to stop and take more deep breaths. You want to look around at your colors and wear things that help you feel calm. Go to the gym, relax, have a little meditation before your exercise. Break your own energy pattern a little bit, because that really, raising children really takes a lot of energy, and it's supposed to, you know, but you need to make sure you're doing the right thing for you and not just the children.
All right, we have a call from Carol in Stanton. Hi, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Your question for Lee Channing.
My life is kind of in a whole bunch of upheaval right now, and I'm taking a lot of advice from a lot of different people, and I'm not sure. I don't trust my own instincts anymore. I always was able to trust my gut, and I don't anymore. How do you go about knowing which is the best to do, or how do I get out of this mess?
That's a great question. That's a great question. So many people won't even admit that to themselves, that they don't trust their own instincts anymore. That's absolutely wonderful and such a good opportunity to say, number one, I have so many people that ask a lot of people for advice. I don't mean intuitives, but their friend, their neighbor, their cousin, their sister, their brother, their mother, their father. You get 10 different things, and then what the heck do you do? Because they're never going to agree. I doubt 10 people would ever say, you need to do this, you need to do that. So you do have to back up a little bit and depend on that self-trust. You have a really strong intuitive side to you. So what you need to do is sit down. For you, it's about words. It's about putting it on paper. I would sit down, not at a computer necessarily. You can if you want to. I would sit with pencil and paper and literally write down your question. What should I do about this aspect of my life, the financial aspect? What should I do about relationship aspect? And just sort of write, muddle around a little while, write some things down, then go back and look at it. Because I think you're asking too many people, obviously, for input. Just, you have to tell them nicely, you know, back up a little bit, you know.
Well, sometimes I'm not even asking. They're just like,
right,
calling to.
Yeah. That's when you really ignore it. When it's uninvited.
Those are your real friends.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Don't. I think you have too much chaos right now. Use the color of use the pink this month. Really surround yourself in pink. Be very gentle. Pink helps emotions. Your emotions are green, and pink heals that. So really use the pink. Think about pink. Wrap yourself in a pink light. Do that, because once you get your energy back, you're a little off track. You know, you've kind of jumped off the tracks a little bit. Once you get back on track, you're going to know what you need to do. And you really do need to be a little bit more forceful with people in your life, friends, relatives, etc., and say, you know, I'm thinking about this situation. I really don't need any input right now. If they walk away, that's okay. There may be some relationships around you that are ready to walk away, and that would be a healthy thing for you.
Okay.
All right, Carol, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right,
434-979-0919. Call up. 11:49, just a few minutes left here with Lee Channing. 434-979-0919. Lee, I have a friend who I spoke with this morning. Feeling dizzy. I mean, seriously dizzy. Not a problem in the past, not a problem until suddenly this morning. Tried to get up and wham.
Well, imagine that.
What are the colors for that?
Well, the pink is at the top of your head. So, you know, the time you would get busy would be, I mean, dizzy would be in a pink month. But, you know, it's your ear. I mean, when you said your friend, as soon as your friend, there was some light around the ears. You know, those little crystal things in your ear, and you get vertigo. You know, and I know actually somebody else that just had that, a friend in Atlanta who had to deal with that too. There's not really much you can do, but lay very calm, you know, be very still. It will go away. It will get better. Green would be a healing color for that. I don't always like using green for healing, but I would just tell the friend to sort of just put a little green light around the body and let it heal, because it will. But it's really not that unusual, and this is a month when a lot of people probably have been dealing with that.
All right. So, again, Lee Channing, she's an intuitive analyst in the Charlottesville area. If you've been to WNRN, then you probably have either passed or gotten really, really, really close to Lee Channing's Spirits Evolving location. Again, spiritsevolving.com. You can go check out the newsletter. You can sign up for the monthly newsletter. You don't get ads or anything like that. Nope. You just get,
and it's free.
You just get the newsletter the first day or two of each month. And One free question. If you go to the Spirits Evolving website, there's a space for you to ask a question if you have one. 434-979-0919. Again, 434-979-0919. Lee, we also have, it's been an odd summer. You often talk about how the season has its colors associated with it. But July and August have not been 95 degrees and really humid.
Right.
How do you deal with that? I mean, does color have anything to do with dealing with something that's different than expected?
You know, not really. The season is going to be the season, even when the weather shifts. You know, the summers, you have a lot of the blue, green, yellow energies, you know, the center of the body energies. You know, and then when you go into the fall, you drop a little bit lower in the energies. You have more, obviously, the color of the trees. You have more oranges and reds and browns. When you get into the winter, you know, you go into the silvers and the browns and the blacks. You know, winter is, for me, and I think for most people, no matter how much you love winter, you may love skiing and this, you know, winter is a season that's a little more devoid of energy and emotion than the other three seasons. When you get into spring, it can be very emotional and very beautiful. You know, the light greens, not the summer greens, but the light greens, the pinks. So every season is a little different. The temperature doesn't have as much to do with it as most people may think. If it's summer, it's still summer. The colors around you are the same in 70 degrees or 90 degrees. So it's interesting. Obviously, you know, when people, everybody feels a little better when it's not 95 and humid. So you may find you feel a little bit brighter in that when the temperatures in the summer are warm, but it doesn't make as much difference as you may think. The colors are what makes all the difference.
Again, the phone line is open, 1153. You're welcome to dial us up. Your question for Lee Channing, 434-979-0919. Dial it up. Free and available. So Lee, you mentioned earlier, I don't remember which caller today, but you were talking about colors representing parts of the body.
Right.
So talk about that for a minute. Pick a color or two or a part of the body and discuss the color, because you've also alerted me over the years that there's a good and a negative part to each color.
Every color, that's true. People say, oh, great, I love blue, so that's my color. There's a downside to blue. Blue is the throat area. That's the chakra that's located in the throat. So, and again, you know, when you have a lot of blue energy, you can be, what's the saying? I feel very blue today. So blue, grief, sadness, sleep disorders, dreams, issues with dreams, all that comes in through the blue area. But it's also the positive feeling of relaxation and sharing your truth and communicating well. So everything does it, but it starts at the bottom. It's literally the ancient Chinese, chakra system, and it changes a little bit, but the bottom ones are all the same. Red is your base energy at the base of the spine. Orange is just below the navel. Yellow is in the middle of the body, the solar plexus. Green is the heart center. Blue is the throat. Purple is the third eye right between your eyes, and pink is the top of your head. Now, if you read books, about maybe 50% of the books, they have purple at the top of the head and sort of an indigo blue in the third eye. So it does vary a little bit, but you know, it's about half and half. I did years worth of research into reading books about the colors and what they represent. Each energy center, you know, has a sense that goes with it. If your red energy center is very bright at the base of your spine, your sense of smell is going to be highlighted. For orange, it's your sense of taste. For yellow, it's your sense of sight. So if you have a lot of yellow energy, the woman who said she had gold, she should do open-eyed meditations because that's what comes from that yellow. The heart center, the green, it's your sense of touch. That's when you want to get hands-on body work. You want to get a massage from someone you know, someone you trust.
If I have my eyesight is atrocious, does that mean my parents passed along some really muddy yellow?
Well, it could be, absolutely. You know, and then you can deal with it. You can make your eyesight better by respecting that yellow energy center and using some more purple. The eyes are located right there in the purple center, so that's a good thing to do. And then the top of the head, you can get headaches, you can get dizziness, sort of the overall body energy. So I think that really does make a difference. But whenever you know what color you're working with, you're really ahead of the game. If you just feel like I'm drawn to red, you know, just try to figure out what red means to you as well.
Let's take a call from Carlene and Louisa. Hi, Carlene.
Hi.
Your question for Lee Channing.
I've been going through a divorce this year and just grieving a lot about that. Still can't let go of it. Just, you know, a little advice.
Sure.
All right, Carlene, I'm going to hang up and let you listen on air so that we can maybe get one more call in before the hour.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, Carlene, that's certainly, it's a very difficult process when you are, when you're having a divorce with a family. I mean, it becomes a family thing. It doesn't matter how many people are involved or friends, et cetera. So it becomes much larger than we anticipate many times. Divorce is a powerful energy. What you have to do is start developing your own sense of self. You know, when you're breaking up a relationship, that's that orange energy center. Most relationships sort of reside there, the second energy center. So you could do some meditations where you put your thumb on your navel and put your hand just below it on that energy center, recognizing that it's a little bit out of balance, because it is for you and for most people that get divorced. And, you know, you want to say, okay, good, I recognize this. You want to make mealtime very special, because that orange energy center is about taste. You may find that your taste in food is changing. You may not be hungry at all. And that's not just, I've lost my appetite. It's the orange energy center being overactive, being, you know, really out of balance. It can be the center of good relationships too, of course. So you may want to see if there's another relationship with a friend or a family member that might support you. But you don't want to go looking for too many relationships. It's like the last caller. You don't want but so much input. But I think for you to be able to, you were very self-aware, and you need to really nurture that right now, so that you can say, here's how I feel, here's what I can do about it today, because it will get better. I mean, again, easy for me to say, but day by day, when you feel like you've been months, and maybe it has been now, and you're not getting any better, your energy is still moving forward. But really nourish that area. Eat the foods that you really like. Walk a little bit. That area also likes movement. Do something like yoga, where you're feeling, you're stretching your body. That will help move those emotions around. It feels a little stuck right there, right now, but it's not going to stay that way. You also want to drink lots of herb teas. Find some new herb teas that you like, just to keep things moving in that area. That's where the kidneys, the bladder, the urinary tract resides. So you definitely want to keep things going. But I think you're going to do a good job, and I think probably more rapidly than you might anticipate.
All right, Carlene, I hope that was full of important information for you, because I feel like, Lee, thank you so much for being here. We've
You're welcome.
Had a lot of a variety of questions today.
And it was wonderful. I always enjoy this so much. Thank you, Rick.
One last thing. We got about 30 seconds left before Les Temps Purdue fires it up. We talked about the change in season, et cetera. You know, there's a three-day weekend for many people. I always, as someone who never got the three-day weekend in my work life, but some people use it as the diving board into moving ahead. Can you change anything in 3 days?
Absolutely. You can change things in an hour. Energy shifts faster than you may think. That's a good thing to leave this on, because we can talk about it again. But you're not stuck in your energy flow. You're not stuck in your life. You can change it. It's all up to you. You create your existence. Pick something in your life and decide in the next 3 days, I'm going to change it a little bit, whether that's eating better, getting better, getting along better in a relationship. You have to take your responsibility and go, yes, I can do this, because everybody can. So that's a good thing. Take the next three-day weekend and do something very positive for yourself.
There you go.
Thank you, Rick.
Lee Channing, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Les Temps Purdue up next. Next week in here, it's Big Blue Door and the Storytellers Show. Hope to find out you're here then.
This has been your Sunday Morning Wake Up Call on WNRN. The Wake Up Call is supported by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at wakeupcall@wnrn.org. The Wake Up Call is produced by Brandon Wong
and Max Cecilia Struther.
Tune in next Sunday morning at 11 for The Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.